From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Monday edition of the Living Truth program. And this week, we are going to be focusing on something that's very, very basic. I mean, it is tremendously basic, and it's one of those things, however, that must not ever be overlooked in the lives of each and every one of us. And that's the concept of having an examination of ourselves to make sure we are really saved. In other words, are you certain that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Well, we're going to be talking about that throughout the course of this week, and yes, we're going to spend an entire week on it. Because I believe that the most important thing that anybody can focus on, the most important decision that anyone can make, is to trust Jesus Christ as Savior. And so often, individuals will go throughout their entire life and really never give it too much of a thought. I'm even talking about people who are in churches. You see, I believe that there are people in Bible-believing fundamental churches today who they've heard the Word of God all of their lives, they've been brought up in the church, and yet perhaps they've really never asked themselves that personal question, am I truly born again? Maybe that's you. Could it be? Well, I ask you directly today, are you born again? Maybe you were brought up not only in the local church where the Word of God was preached, but maybe you were brought up in a good, solid, Bible-believing family. Maybe you went to a good, solid Christian school. But are you sure that you're saved? We're going to talk about that throughout the course of this week. And if you do know that you know Christ as Savior, I would encourage you to invite other friends and loved ones and family members that you've been praying for a long time. I would invite you to invite them to listen to the program this week, because we're going to be dealing with this idea of examining ourselves, whether we are truly saved. And our key passage of Scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, where the Word of God says this, "Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates." That's a very direct verse of Scripture, is it not? I want to repeat it again for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. "Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates." You know, beloved, there are many people in churches all around the world these days who think that they are saved for one reason or another, but are fooled by their own thinking and even Satan's deception. I will tell you, Satan would love to deceive people in thinking that they are saved, and yet they've never really been born again. So, as we begin this particular series today, I want to ask you two questions. These questions have been around a long time. Maybe you've heard them before. But I would like for you to make them very personal in your life today. Here they are. Number one, have you come to the place in your spiritual life where you know for certain that if you were to die today, you would go to heaven? Now think about that. Think about that seriously. Think about that earnestly. Think about that personally. Don't brush this off, please. Have you come to the place in your spiritual life where you knew for, or you know for certain that if you were to die today, you would go to heaven? Now, so often when that particular question is asked, some folks say, well, I don't know for sure, or I do know, yes, indeed, I'm on my way to heaven. Or some folks might even answer that question by saying, how can I know for sure? Well, the Bible teaches us that we can know for sure, and we're going to be talking about that throughout the course of this week. But let me ask it in a different way. If you would have died overnight last night, where would you be right now? Would you be with God in heaven? Or would you be in hell awaiting the eternal lake of fire? Please answer that question personally and seriously. Do not brush it off, because you never know when you're going to die. You could die before this broadcast is over. And if you die having trusted Christ as Savior, you will go to be with the Lord in heaven. But if you die without having trusted Christ as Savior, it will be hell, awaiting the eternal lake of fire, forever separated from our Lord Jesus Christ. Living in the eternal lake of fire with the devil and his angels, demons, that is, because you did not trust Christ as Savior. So think of that question. Have you come to the place in your spiritual life where you know for certain that if you were to die today, you would go to heaven? Or if you would have died overnight, where would you be right now, heaven or hell? There's a second question, or another question, I want to bring to your attention, and that is this. Suppose that you were to die today and stand before God, and He would say to you, why should I let you into my heaven? What would you say? And that could happen. You could die today. And if you would die today and stand before God, and He would say, why should I let you into my heaven? What kind of an answer would you give? Would you give an answer by saying, well, I've been a good moral person, and I've done good works, and I've gone to church, and I gave money to the missionary? How would you answer that question? You know, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself dealt with that back in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7. In verses 21, 22, and 23, we read these words. Jesus is speaking, and remember, this is a part of the Sermon on the Mount. And He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Let me just pause and say that this is very clear. Not everybody who thinks they're going to heaven will get there, only those who do the will of God. Where does the will of God begin in an individual life? Well, God's will begins in every individual life when that individual trusts Christ alone as Savior. Have you done that yet? Well, Jesus goes on in verse 22 of Matthew 7, and He says, many will say to me in that day, and I think that's talking about the day of the great white throne judgment, where the unsaved people stand before the Lord. Jesus says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Think of that. Lord, I was religious. Lord, I was a teacher in Sunday school. Lord, I was a pastor. Lord, I sat on the church board. Lord, 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 I've done this and I've done that and I've done the other thing. I was very religious. Verse 23, Jesus goes on and says, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. What a sorrowful expression. I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And where would that departure take those folks? It will be into the eternal lake of fire, as it's described in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. So, what about you? Would you be a part of that crowd there, as it's brought out in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, that you will stand before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm a good person. I've done all of these great things in your name. But Jesus will say, I never knew you. Why? Because you did not trust Jesus Christ as Savior. Examine your life right now, beloved. Can you find a time when you've trusted Christ? Can you find a time when, having realized that you are a sinner and that Jesus Christ was the Savior, that you called upon His name and asked Him to save you? Can you find that time? If not, I would encourage you to make that time right now. Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. This is what we are going to be speaking of throughout the course of this program this week. And it's my prayer that those of you who know the Lord will pray for the program, will pray for the series, and invite others to join us throughout the course of the week. But mainly my prayer is for those of you who are not certain that you're saved, or that you think you are saved, but you really aren't saved, that this will be the day, this will be the week, when you'll come to know Him whom to know aright is life eternal and life abundant. We'll continue our study tomorrow, and I trust that you'll be there by the radio as we continue to focus on examining yourself, making sure that you're saved. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why I say the best is yet to come. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.